Sure. Public speaking 101. Goes up on stage, has a booming voice, has an incredible presence, takes these long pauses after impactful sentences, captures the audience attention, motivates them, speaks to their heart, inspires them. That's what public speaking is. It's to be able to bring that energy forward, that power forward, to inspire, to motivate, to educate, to guide, even sometimes to share stories. Public speaking is a combination of how to use your voice and how to use your body language in order to create influence within the person in front of you. Now, some people might use those skills in sales, for example.
Yes.
In some manipulative tactics, let's say. But generally speaking, the idea is formed around leadership. It's to build confidence, to be able to speak in any single room that you're put in.
Yeah.
To speak your truth.
Right.
That's the approach that I like to bring, at least when it comes to communication.
Right.
Because public speaking in itself is also very performative. There's a performance aspect to it. You've written a speech beforehand. You've practiced it many times. You know at which point you're going to add a certain emotion, what tonality I'm going to use for this segment, this paragraph, my body language, how I'm using my hands, I'm going to move to this side of the stage, to the right side of the stage. It's very choreographed when you're doing public speaking.
Right.
But I believe that we do public speaking every single day.
For sure.
We do it all the time.
Yes.
Right now we're doing public speaking.
Absolutely.
You've been speaking impeccably. I haven't heard a single or like. I've been counting.
Yeah.
your speaking has been impeccable.
Okay, now I start to worry. Maybe after this, I'll start to be distracted by how many filler words that I've used. Then I'll start to use more, right? But then I think what I heard from you is that seems like the similarity between debate and public speaking is that passing the influence to the person or the people that you're talking to. The debate is that no matter if you agree or disagree with the opinion, you have to be able to use all the information and evidence to support what you're trying to say and be impactful so that people find you probably sounds more right. Right. And the public speaking is more about passing your opinions and to also impact people and make them agree with you so that you can achieve your purpose.
That's right. Yep.
But the differences seems like the public speaking from your expression is that we are more free to express what we want to say or in our mind. And the debate is that sometimes you have to be able to adapt the game rules, right?
Yes.
And what are the other differences between these two, except for just the format and the position that you're put?
Well, the opportunities that come with it are completely different as well.
Right.
Now, both open avenues of opportunity, definitely. Those that have impeccable debating skills generally do open doors for themselves in either becoming lawyers, for example. Good politicians know how to debate very well. So there are certain avenues that debate can really be helpful in. But when it comes to public speaking and the communication skills that are developed there, now you're really elevating your life in general. It's an avenue of opportunity to enhance in your work.
Right.
In your immediate relationship with your parents, your friends, your partners. Because the way public speaking is done, it allows you to always be aware of your physical presence as well, your body language. That is the main difference between public speaking and debate. Debate only focuses on the research and how you're presenting that information. It's more along the lines of the speaking itself. While public speaking, even though it's got speaking involved in it, it's also heavily affected by your body language. It is a huge aspect of what is taught as well. Because as human beings, we follow a lot of visual cues as well. If someone is happy and they're telling me that they're happy, but I'm looking at them and their arms are crossed, their shoulders are slouched in, I could immediately know internally that this person is not telling me the truth.
Even
though they're saying one thing.
Right.
So we teach that body language for it to be more connected with the voice itself. so that they're matching each other. You're living more truthfully. You're
right.
living more honestly, authentically, and you're learning how to show up more confidently in your life, for example. What does confidence look like, physically speaking?
Mm.
Shoulders rolled back,
mm-hmm.
posture is clean.
Right.
You're walking tall, your head is up, you're not looking down,
mm-hmm.
you're paying attention to where your eyes are looking, what you're doing with your hands.
Right.
All of those things, as we build those practices to show up properly, it immediately builds the confidence that we need, that we're looking for. Now, we're leaving an impression on people without even having said a word yet.
Mm.
Because we're aware of what my body is going to convey as a language.
Mm.
And now I'm in control of that.
I see. Interesting, because I found that when you talk about debate,
mm-hmm.
I think it's probably like in the debate teaching area or mm-hmm. field, right? So it seems like there's a market where that's especially targeting to teenagers, to kids,
mm-hmm.
to teach them how to debate. Because
yes.
they probably learn this not to really trying to impact people in their life at that moment,
mm-hmm.
but they start to practice themselves, so they have to join the debate game. Is that what is that about?
I mean, it really depends. A lot of the times when they're high school or younger,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the times the student don't really know why they're there. It's just, I ask them, I'm like, why are you here? Oh, my mom wants me to.
I see.
Oh, my dad wants me to. Oh, my parents are forcing me to do this. You know, it was either this or something else, so I chose this.
Mm.
So they're not really 100% sure why they're there. They just know that they need to do their best or else their mom or dad are going to be upset with them.
Mm, I
better
see.
Get a good grade. I better win this debate.
Mm.
They're not really sure why they're doing it.
Mm.
But obviously, the older they get, all of a sudden they realize, oh, all those skills that I learned while doing it, it's actually helping me in a certain avenue, in a certain area.
Yeah. So that really makes me start to think for those teaching,
mm-hmm.
Like debate teaching to kids, right?
There's
a certain format or that you gonna be put in the situation or position where you might have to defend for the statement that you disagree with.
Right.
But that mostly to practice your critical thinking and research skills.
Yes.
But then later come to real life as what you do to train the entrepreneurs, to train other professions who are adults to do this. Actually, I would see it as more of a combination of the debate and public speaking,
mm-hmm.
where, like you said, we deal with conflicts with people all the time because we constantly have disagreement with other people.
Yes.
And we have to say something to express ourselves, to express our opinions, which is public speaking,
yep.
where you said, passing the information as well as the energy by body language, by this and that. And also, when it comes to disagreement, we're using this sort of debate subtly,
mm-hmm.
right? Like debate thinking. And to do this debate through public speaking format. Do I understand it right?
That's actually quite correct, because if you tell me which one's more important,
mm-hmm.
it's very difficult to say.
Right.
Because they both have, as you just mentioned, they have their set skills.
Mm.
And honestly, combined both of them together, you can become a very unstoppable person.
Okay.
Because
okay.
you have the proper communication skills.
Right.
You know how to use your voice. You know how to speak authentically,
mm-hmm.
how to be truthful in your life.
Right.
You know how to use your body mm-hmm. in order to convey those emotional responses.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how to do the critical thinking and research building
mm-hmm.
on whatever arguments you end up in, find yourself in.
Right.
So yes, both combined together will definitely enhance your life significantly, I would say.
Yeah, for sure. So then I wanted to ask the question about who comes to your class.
Who comes to my class?
Yeah, who needs that, right?
Who needs that? That's a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been having a lot of my friends from, honestly, different walks of life that keep coming up to me and telling me I need public speaking.
Mm.
So it's not so much what you're doing that needs the public speaking. When I ask them, why do you want to learn it? What's your why behind coming to me specifically and telling me you need this in your life? And they're realizing it really comes down to their level of communication. It's people who are always finding themselves in situations where when they go home at the end of the day, they're thinking back and they're telling themselves, oh, I didn't express myself properly. I wanted to tell this to that person, but I said something different. Why didn't I speak my full truth? I was scared to say this. I didn't articulate properly. Oh, that's not what I meant. They're just stuck in their heads with regret on how they showed up during the day. That's really what's going on. So by coming to public speaking, specifically the way that I like to teach it, it helps people tap into their emotions, tap into different philosophies of know thyself, and allow you to truly express yourself on a daily basis so that you're never finding yourself regretting how you showed up. So in other words, it's a way of breaking the habits of people pleasing.
Yes. Interesting. Because you mentioned about you started to have your own session for those adults come from all walks of life. And I wonder what kind of situations or scenarios that they brought to you, say, hey, I did not perform very well in this situation, that start to make me feel I am now aware of this problem. I need to improve public speaking skills. Because a lot of time, we have to sell people. This is what I do. And for your situation, people come to you means they have this strong awareness of this kind of skill that they need. This is already the first step. So how did they start to aware of this to encounter those difficult situations?
So some people happens faster than others. Some people have a longer threshold until they get to that realization that, okay, I need help. Now, the particular example of my friend is he notices that every single time he walks into a room, for example, he's an entrepreneur, he walks into a networking event, he has difficulty just showing up in front of people and just stands in the corner and waits for people to come to him.
Okay.
But that's not necessarily how it always works, especially if people don't know who you are. So the key there for him is that, why am I afraid of just going up to any of these random people and just saying, hey, my name is Vahan. Pleasure to meet you.
Right.
What brought you here today? What are you here for? What are you looking to get out of this?
Okay.
It's really that courage to step forward and creating the opportunities that they're looking for themselves.
Okay.
For some, it would be, for those primarily in entrepreneurial environments, that would be the main thing. It's more of a lead generation situation for them. Because they want to find that confidence and that capability to walk into a room, be dynamic, be confident, be full of energy, and talk
right
to everybody. For some others, it's more of a personal issue.
Yeah,
I'm having a lot of difficulty expressing what it is that I'm actually feeling to my wife, to my husband, to my boyfriend, my girlfriend. We're always fighting and we don't know why. We can't seem to communicate. I don't know what's going on. So then I start breaking it down. How are you showing up when you're getting angry? What is it that you're doing?
I see. So it seems like when we talk about public speaking, we're thinking about we are standing on the stage facing a full stadium of people, or stadium of people. Do I pronounce it right? I always ask people that because I'm always trying to enhance my public speaking skills. And I think clarity is one of it.
Yes.
Right. But anyways, so when we're facing all these people, we think that's public speaking. And we don't need that because I'm not there yet. However, being aware of every single one or every single time when you step out of your own room, right? You start to talk to people, that's public.
Yeah.
And every single time when you talk well, that's creating opportunity for yourself, which you just mentioned.
Exactly. Yeah, that's essentially what it is, because there is that generalized view, as you mentioned, that public speaking is someone dressed professionally on a stage in front of all these people, hundreds of people maybe, and they're just talking and motivating. Yes, that is an aspect of quote-unquote public speaking.
It's a result.
It's a result of it. And most people do end up taking that route. Again, it depends what it is that you're doing with your life. But generally speaking, public speaking is communication. It is a form of communication to... I like to see it as elevating your life. It just makes your life so much easier.
Right.
Because now you're just not afraid of speaking at all.
Right.
For example, for myself, as a as an ex-introvert, let's say, I used to be very afraid of large rooms, particularly. I used to walk into a large room and just be very, very quiet, stand in the corner, try not making eye contact with too many people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe talk to a person or two by the snack bar. Who mm-hmm. knows? But I didn't want to live my life like that anymore.
Mm.
Because what happened was that I was no longer giving power to myself.
Mm.
I was giving the power to everybody else.
Right.
Whatever they talk about, that's what I'm going to talk about.
Right.
Whatever they say, depending how strongly they hold their opinions about it,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to disagree with it. I'm just going to go along with it, hoping that maybe they'll like me.
Right. So what is the foundation or the core of communication, if you have to make it very concise? Or let's say you don't have to make it concise. You can think about whatever is the foundation of communication, because no matter if it's negotiation, mm-hmm. public speaking, debate, or conflict resolution, it's really all belong to communication.
Yes.
But communication is not just about the word you use or the tone you have, but there must be some core foundation underneath it.
That's a good question. And to keep it very simple, the foundation of it would be found in authenticity, in being real.
I see.
And not being afraid of that. Because especially in our world with social media and all these things that exist today,
mm-hmm.
it's so easy to fake who you are,
mm-hmm.
to show people what they want to see instead of who you actually are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the cornerstone of all of this communication work.
Right.
It's about finding that courage to be real. Be you unapologetically. Let's start from there. Who are you? Like, if you were one of my students, who are you, Charlotte? What do you like? What don't you like? What are your opinions? What are your values? What's your vision for the future?
I see.
What are your dreams? Start by learning how to speak those things out into the open. And then we can start building on how to properly tailor them, how to build the proper communication around it. Because in the end of the day, the better you know yourself, the more you speak those things out into the world, you start building a better relationship with yourself. Because now that one thing that you were so scared of saying, you said it out loud, and would you look at that? You're still alive.
Right. Interesting.
It's not the end of the world. And it builds that confidence to keep speaking, keep saying it's not that scary. All of a sudden, you're not scared anymore. You'll just go out into the world and say anything to anyone, whether it lands right or not. I am speaking my truth.
I see. So would you, so would you, how would you differentiate if a person is a good communicator or not? Is that just because, to see, is this person authentic or not? Or is that going to be your criteria, main criteria too?
Main criteria for a good speaker would be the emotional content behind it. So it really comes down to, what am I feeling when I'm listening to you?
Right.
I've heard speakers give me incredible speeches. Perfect structure is great. The storytelling is awesome. Every single aspect is there. So analytically, on paper, it's a great speech.
Right.
But by the end of the speech, do I remember much about it? Not really. Did I really feel anything? Meh. But somebody else can give maybe a speech that's not as well organized. But I remember very powerful emotional moments. And I felt something listening to this person talk. That's how I know that someone is an actual communicator. A good communicator will be able to convey emotion onto the person in front of them.
How to convey the emotion out from them. Like, how to impact your emotion, make you feel ups and down, and eventually agree with me.
So, yeah. Essentially, yes. You're learning how to express the range of emotions that you have.
Right.
Whether you're talking about a specific topic that might be a little bit more heartfelt. Now, I can tell when someone is acting, let's say, performing in that heartfelness,
right,
as opposed to someone that's actually being affected by what they're saying as well. I could tell when it's very important to their heart and to who they are. You feel it inside of you. We're human beings. We're social beings. We connect on so many deeper levels than just voice. And that also is a huge part of communication, because communication, it's not just with the voice. That's why I'm not a huge fan of the term of public speaking in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just brings the focus on the voice itself.
Right.
It is an aspect of it, but there's a whole other aspect to it as well. The emotional aspect.
Right.
The physical aspect, the presence of it.
Mm, I think it comes back to where you talk about the authenticity is so important. Because when you talk about how to impact other people's emotions, how to pass all this emotional energy to others so that they feel your energy, then it has to be authentic. If you're faking, if you're performing, maybe for some people they can't tell. But with people who are really smart, who have experience, who you really wanted to get together, a brain together, they you wanted them to be with you wanted them to be someone who have judgment, right? So they can recognize you. But at the same time, if they have a strong skill of judgment, then they probably can tell that you're fake.
Of course, because, for example, to take from my own chapters, let's say, I used to be a very big people pleaser. Smile at everybody all the time, make sure I'm saying all the things that they want to hear.
Right.
But then the older I got, the more I realized that I'm having difficulty actually making good friends, building actual connections with people. And I lost a lot of opportunities too, and I never understood why. I'm saying all the right things. I'm smiling the right way. I'm being the perfect nice guy. But that was the problem. It was fake. It wasn't real.
So people can feel it.
People can feel it. Even if they don't know exactly what's going on, internally, we feel these things. There's a lack of trust that gets built. But as an authentic communicator and you not being afraid to share your real thoughts, even though it might you might say a judgment or something that that you disagree about, you're creating a conflict, ultimately the person in front of you is going to have, they might not like you, but they will definitely respect you because they know your truth.
Yeah.
They will trust you more nonetheless. That I know a handful of people, for example, I wouldn't necessarily say I like them as people, but do I trust them? Do I respect them? Yes, because I know exactly where they stand. Because whenever I speak with them, they're always telling me the truth.
I really appreciate people who are telling the truth, and I am one of them. But my problem, I think I should sign up for a course, is the opposite reason. It's because I'm an anti-people pleaser. So I refuse to tell anything that's dishonest, which can offend a lot of people. And before I would be like, this person is stupid because they refuse to take the real answer and they're not going to improve. But now I realize that I'm part of the human group, right?
Right.
So you cannot do that absolutely all the time. Maybe when they really you find people who need that, right?
Yeah.
So what am I going to be able to learn from your
course?
That's
right. There's a time and place for things. But there's also a way of nuancing your words so you don't come off blunt. Because you could very easily say the same thing without being hurtful.
Yes.
One thing, because I used to be very blunt as well with when I first started that transition of I'm just going to tell people all the truth all the time. I was very blunt. The way around that is by getting curious. Instead of just someone's being stupid in front of me, instead of telling them, you are stupid, that's not going to land well. That's just going to create conflict for no reason.
Yeah.
So I turn it around. Hey, I'm just really curious. Why did you just do that right now?
I see. That's a really good skill.
Get into the conversation and start turning it around. And again, that's a skill to allow, to find ways to control your own physical presence, your own emotional presence, to calm yourself down and find the right words of, okay, I shouldn't say this. I'm going to say this instead.
Right.
Hey, I didn't really understand why you just did what you did. But your mind is saying, that was really stupid.
Right.
But your voice is saying, I didn't understand why you did that. Can you explain that to me, please?
Oh, okay. I get it. So there is a way to be able to express yourself with authenticity, but as well as not being fake, right?
Yes.
So I think for people who can learn from your course or sessions or today's conversation is that for people who are people pleasers or and hate being people pleaser, they need to learn how to speak up and show the true themselves so they enjoy their life better. And for people who are anti-people pleaser, they should start to learn how to kind of go around with those straightforward words, mm-hmm. but then be able to find the nuances and how to say, like, be able to express yourself with strategy.
Yes, they just need to refine. That's what they need to do.
Like reframe and refine, yes. Right. I see. Could you, like, as we go towards the end of our mm-hmm. show, could you just remind us who should go and to your class, to your sessions, and how do they find you?
Yeah, definitely. So you can find me on all platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram.
Right.
Simply with my name, Vahan, V-A-H-A-N. Mm-hmm. Or they can search up immediately my program itself. It's called Temple of Speak. Temple for your body and speaking through the temple, essentially.
That's awesome. And also, we will put today's episode on our website, callmenegotiator.ca, and you can find Vahan's, I think I have a little bit wrong pronunciation, but you can find Vahan's profile and his contact. And if you want to sign up his courses or just be able to learn more with some free sessions, you can absolutely contact us. And thank you so much for joining our shows today. And shout out to all the staffs and people here at CJSF. And we will talk to you next week. Thank you.